think the most entertaining part of all of this for me, is the fact that the left is in a complete panic. Oh, my God. Elon Musk is going to allow it to be a fair platform where people on the right and left can all be heard equally? Oh, my God, we can't have that. Yeah, Elon Musk is a dangerous man because he may allow people to be heard that could possibly upset people that don't want to hear those things. That's outrageous. Not the free speech part, just the part that people want censorship in America at all. That's the part that's really outrageous. The now former head of safety for Twitter now admits they blew it when it came to the biggest story of the 2020 election cycle. But he left Twitter because Elon Musk is dangerous. Yeah, that's really what he told folks. Now listen to what he says about the Hunter Biden story and how it got buried before the 2020 election. Listen to this.
The morning of the Hunter Biden story in the New York Post happens, and it was weird, right? With distance and with what we know now, we forget some of the weirdness. But do you remember the laptop repair guy? Do you remember the uncertainty of the whole story? We didn't know what to believe. We didn't know what was true. There was smoke. And ultimately, for me, it didn't reach a place where I was comfortable removing this content from Twitter, but it set off every single one of my finely tuned APT28 hack and leak campaign alarm
bells. Right, so it looked possibly problematic.
Everything about it looked like a hack and leak and smelled like a hack and leak.
You did not want to do that.
But it didn't get there for me.
Right.
And this is, you know, the work of content moderation is write a policy, create a system of governance, and then evaluate some new crazy situation against those standards.
Why the need to do it?
His finely tuned hack and leak sensors. I wish I could have played it all. There's just not enough time. Prior to those comments, that dweeb, and I'm sorry to dweebs out there, that dweeb said that they had blocked much of the things going on Twitter because of Russian interference, the hack and leak approach. And this had all the classic signs of hack and leak. No, it had all the classic signs of being a real story. It had all the classic signs of, oh my God, what do we do as Democrats and liberals and leftists and globalists to stop this from getting out? Because people might actually hear the truth. And my God, they might not vote for Joe Biden if they know the truth about what a sleazebag his son is and how that infects the entire family. Yes, I said sleazebag. That's what happened here. Oh, I don't know if it's true or not, so we'll just get rid of it. What if it is true? It doesn't matter. It's damaging to our guy. And of course, Sleepy Joe and his team has been taking its shots at Twitter and Elon Musk, too. They wouldn't miss their opportunity. When asked about Twitter being unsuitable, KJP, because they've said, well, we're watching Twitter. What does that mean? You're watching Twitter and watching the $600 payments that people get on Venmo while FTX makes billions of dollars and the guy that bilked billions from people around the world in this country sits in the Bahamas sipping on drinks with little umbrellas in it. But I have just a bit of an aside there. Sorry about that. When asked about Twitter being unstable and unsuitable, KJP cannot make any factual argument at all that Twitter is any threat to us here in America or anywhere else. Listen.
Another subject. When are you guys going to delete the White House Twitter account?
Why would we do that?
Well, you're saying that you're keeping an eye on Twitter because it might not be a suitable platform. So why use it?
Look, I want to be very clear here. The president has always said, and he has been very, very clear in his belief that it is important of social media platforms to continue to take steps to reduce hate speech and misinformation. And we'll continue to say that. But media platforms make independent choices about their information that they present. And so, look, I don't have anything to share on any policy or any changes that we will be making. We have multiple platforms, as you know, that we utilize to communicate with the American people.
When you say that you're going to be...
Let me summarize for you. Thank you, KJP. Anything else? Perfect. Clear as day. Got it. And where does this all come from? Well, I'd like to give you some clues. This is certainly one to consider. More evidence now of Apple and CEO Tim Cook and their allegiance to China. China. Do you think China has a role in some of this? Gosh, you think? Let's go back to 2017 and hear what Tim Cook has to say, the guy from Apple who is threatening to take Twitter off of the App Store. Listen.
China's done an unbelievable job of lifting people out of poverty. They've done an incredible job, I mean, far beyond what any country has done. We were talking about mid-90s to today. The biggest change is the number of people that have been pulled out of poverty, by far. And we should all applaud that. And we should all feel good about it. And so there are, in the environmental leadership today is very clear, and it aligns completely with Apple's values.
The Chinese environmental leadership,
yes,
government.
Yes, mm-hmm. I mean, they're very fixated on doing the right things to avert climate change. And this is something that means a lot to us as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. And so what we always try to do is find the areas where you can work together, find the areas of commonality. And then the things that you disagree with, take time to understand how somebody sees it. And if I'm going to get criticized for that, then so be it.
Well, pick me, because I'm going to criticize that. Apple's values line right up with China. No kidding. Apple's values line right up with China. We can see that, Tim. You low-life scumbag. You have people, children in sweatshops, that are making your products and selling them to the rest of the world. And you're okay with that at Apple and Nike and the NBA and other places. But I digress. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.